Teeming. That word perfectly describes the planet Pandora, which is at the center of James Cameron's 2009 mega blockbuster Avatar. Life on this alien world gallops and grows, swoops and streams. Lemur-like creatures with four arms swing among skyscraper-sized trees. Feathery spiral plants as tall as cars instantly shrink at the slightest touch. Bioluminescent seeds drift in the air and gently settle on branches, looking like landlocked jellyfish. Even the ground is alive, stepping on it emits a pulsing blue glow. In the New International Version translation of the Bible, both Genesis and the Psalms use a variation on the word teeming to describe the vast life force of the sea. Genesis chapter 1, verses 20 and 21, Psalm 104, verse 25. With an expansive vision and a careful eye for detail, Cameron and his animators capture something of that unbridled vitality in Avatar. There is a story involving conflict between visiting Earthlings who have come to strip the planet of its resources and the native Na'vi who live in symbiosis with the environment, but the movie mostly enthralls as an act of imaginative world-building. As it guides us through this strange and wonderful place, Avatar heightens the experience with extensive use of 3D. I'm not normally a fan of the technology, but there is no denying its effectiveness here, particularly in conveying a sense of height. This is especially true when we visit one of Pandora's most remarkable locations, a range of floating mountains, a collection of massive islands hovering in the air, each is big enough to contain forests and waterfalls. Even the rapacious Earthlings pause in awe at the levitating formations, acknowledging the magnificence with a majestic name, the Hallelujah Mountains. Before the humans despoil, they praise. Made to praise. Praise is our fundamental calling as created beings. As essayist Anne Lamott writes in her book on the three essential prayers, awe is why we are here. Describing his relationship with us in Isaiah, God announces, "The people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise." Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. The prophet Jeremiah delivers this claim. "As a belt is bound around the waist, so I bound all the people of Israel and all the people of Judah to me, declares the Lord, to be my people for my renown and praise and honor." Jeremiah chapter 13, verse 11. Praise will continue to be our purpose in the new creation, as the adoring litanies in the book of Revelation make clear. Self-involved creatures that we are, this may at first sound like an obligation or even an eternal curse. Most popular depictions of heaven feature cushy clouds and servile angels in hopes of mitigating this perception and emphasizing our own pleasure and comfort. In the 2013 comedy, This Is the End, our heroes are rewarded with a private Backstreet Boys reunion concert as they enter the pearly gates. Backstreet's back, indeed. If the notion of eternal life sometimes makes me queasy, it's because I too often imagine it in such limited human terms. Even listening to my favorite band forever and ever, and no, that's not BSB, it sounds more like hell than heaven. Walter Brueggemann helps us reframe the purpose of praise, both in this life and the next, in Israel's praise.